This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, it's Hawaii time. Let's take it down a notch, everybody. Relax.
Loosen up.
Yeah, get on island time. Just pick up your phone, just sort of casually dial. Probably the more relaxed you are, the better chance you have of being caller number 97 right now. 800-400-3697. Caller 97 instantly wins a Disney gift card and is in the running for the grand prize vacation to Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii. We have qualification times all day. 9, noon, 3, and 5 at about 5 past the hour. This is your first chance today. Make it work. Call now.
The same number you call, 800-400-3697, is the number you would text. We take texts all morning long, and this is the segment
throughout the
on
day
the show.
Even, right?
Right. Where we read them back to you guys and let your voice be heard.
Thank you for saying things.
Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's wonderful. Hmm. Don't confuse Massimo the designer with the low-end Massimo clothing at Target, Sarah.
Oh, that might be what I've done.
I don't know which one of those was the one that started as a volleyball brand, but that's what I know them as.
Mm. Oh.
I don't know.
The one you, where'd you say was from originally?
Well, I know that they were a volleyball brand. I grew up in Orange County on Newport Beach where we saw that.
That's where this Massimo is from.
Right.
That's the Massimo logo I know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there you go. That's
but
the
I
one
for
I'm
sure
talking
have
about.
Ones I was like, I've also just seen it written out straight, like not all scribbled like that.
Well, it sounds like there's two brands by the same
How
name.
How funny that there would be a second low-end Massimo and that the first Massimo
wouldn't sue
wouldn't
his,
be like,
his or her pants
no,
off.
You
right.
can't call your brand Massimo.
Unless that particular company, which a lot of companies do, sell a secondary lower end product to the Target store as an exclusive,
right?
Which might be how he built $80 million in capital.
Personal wealth.
Right. Good for him.
Good for him.
By the way, that story, the one you told us about Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, mm-hmm. The breaking news is that the Stanford sailing team coach has just admitted guilt.
Really? Like they accepted money or?
It sounds like this is pretty widespread.
Let me find the story
because
it just, I only saw the, you know, what are those things you
the
get?
The news alert.
The alert, right. Mm-hmm. But it was Stanford sailing coach is involved.
Wow.
Yeah, they're saying.
There it is. Stanford University sailing team implicated in college admissions bribery scandal. Coach to plead guilty.
Yale,
really?
Stanford, Georgetown, and USC. On the list. They say the list goes on. Huh. So big, big colleges.
Wow.
Oh, is this from big, high-end schools?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, you know, the burn about colleges that we're told, the promises, at least it was to me, the promise is study hard, work really hard, mm-hmm. get good grades, get out of college, there's a job waiting for you.
Right.
And now the deal is kids are getting out of school and they're like, where's my job, people?
Right.
Yeah.
Where the work at?
Well, your major in Russian literature probably isn't.
Right. Agreed. Some of that is their own doing,
right.
For sure. Like I told you, my friend majored in theology and he's like, it turns out there aren't any jobs for me. Like, he has a nice job at his church, but he wasn't going to go get rich on theology. There's a lot of jobs like that.
But that's certainly, you know, an interesting subject to study.
Yes. No, there's a lot of jobs. So that's, you know, there's the other tear.
Right.
Pick well.
Well, you could go back and be a professor. I guess if you did 10 years more school.
Right. There you are, back in school.
Yay.
College bribes of a higher amount are just called donations, and it has gone on forever. Why is anyone surprised?
Yeah, I agree. Like, whenever you see a building named after somebody, you always think, oh, I wonder if their kids went here.
Mm. Oh, morning, Alice family. Have not heard from Dr. Evil in a while. Besides his bad back, how is he?
Oh, he's on the phone with a listener right now.
No, Vinny. The first 5 minutes of Up are so heartfelt, so poignant, so grounded in reality. The next portion of the movie must launch into pure unabashed fantasy. Mm-hmm. Then it settles back into sweet reality-based friendship by the end. A masterpiece of shifting, balanced rhythm and tone. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I just was mentioning that there's a floating house in it. Yeah. That's all.
And then, but you also did bring up that there's talking cars and cars.
Right, so I realize, yeah, what am I talking about, right,
it's
at
all? It's a cartoon. They can do anything they want.
Right. What am I talking about? I love them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It, has there been a stinker? No.
Like the
Pixar,
other one I
known
love.
For the high-end stuff.
Is it called Princess and the Frog? We must have watched that.
Well, that's a Disney one, right?
Yes. Well, that's not Pixar?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? I don't think so.
It's probably not. Whatever. My point was, TV for kids has gotten so good, I can understand why kids want to watch TV.
Right.
TV, and parents are like, when I was a kid, I thought TV sucked.
I loved it.
I just didn't even watch it. It was garbage.
So many great shows.
Boo.
Oh, my God. I was watching Price is Right.
Yeah.
Drew Carey is about 3/4 of himself now.
He's back.
He's getting back. I was very surprised because, like, the last pictures I've seen him, you know, when we used to always joke, it's half of Drew Carey is hosting that show. Well, now it's like 3/4 of him.
Oh. Well, that's how that goes sometimes.
It is. Yep.
Shout out to Fremont. Happy living, says 510.
Hey, Fremont.
I was just curious how much it cost Sarah to get her boy into Berkeley. She didn't pay. He's a smart boy.
He is pretty smart.
He's a smart and nice boy, and how dare you?
Yeah. He got into some good places.
Yeah. Harvey Mudd.
He didn't get in there.
No. Oh, darn it.
Thank God. It's like the most expensive private college in the nation or some crazy stat I just read.
Are you sure we didn't get in there?
We didn't get him.
In my face.
Didn't
not
get
for
it.
Sure.
Nope, he didn't.
It's too bad.
We went there. We visited.
I know. Hey, Vinny, it's not easy to get into USC, but that's no excuse for anybody to bribe. Oh, I already read that one. Sorry. Disgusting. I mean, rich mommies and daddies paying for elite college entrances for their kids. Wrong on so many levels. Not the best way to start your independent life as a young adult. Aren't kids supposed to get in on their own merit? Unfair. Money can't buy happiness, but I guess it can buy some things. I'm a fan of those celebrities you named, too, but I'm glad they're busted.
I wonder what's going to happen to them. This is going to be a really interesting story to watch play out. It's a big deal.
What? Entitled rich kids paying their way into USC? That's their bread and butter. Oh, 801 says, I understand why Vinny wouldn't want to be around the leprosy guy, but if you can only get it by open wound contact, that would be like not wanting to be around someone who has HIV, since you can catch it through an open wound as well. That's exactly the point I was making, is the lack of education around HIV made people stay away from,
right, well, this guy,
the people they knew.
OG Mako has the necro, whatever the hell that thing is, the flesh-eating virus or bacteria. And he basically said, everyone left me.
Right.
That I was alone. Like, and my girlfriend left. None of my friends came around.
And in his case, though, because it's so an HIV positive, you wouldn't even see it on someone.
Right.
But in his case, he's covered.
It's his whole head and face, like half his face, some of his scalp, and like all down his. It's horrendous. I'm telling you, he looks like he's got leprosy. It's quite startling. And this is, he's actually saying now he's comfortable enough. It's
to
repaired
it.
Itself
right.
Enough to show. So I can't even imagine what it looked like when it was in full flare. Yikes. It's worth a look, people.
I'm sorry, but dietary changes won't do anything for Hooman's back. But you know what will? Art Chiropractic. Active release technique.
Oh, Hooman. Active release.
Okay, says 510. I can't keep quiet any longer. Hooman, you are what you eat. All your back conditions are mental, in your head. And I know, doctors had me on 21 prescribed meds and I almost died. I took control and found the root of my conditions, both mental and diet. Fully cured myself. No meds at all. I mean cured.
Oh my God, that'll probably totally influence Hooman. He's super open to other people's ideas.
Hey, my boyfriend just got one of those scam emails that say they will release your browsing history and pictures and videos. He deleted it because he knows they're full of crap.
Yeah. They're getting really clever, though. Sometimes, though, if you just read it, you're like, that doesn't seem like proper English.
I have seen stuff where it was just a letter in the logo, or I've absolutely seen where they're really working it, but then it's off. Mm-hmm. And you're all, oh, glad I read that.
Right. And if you just look at it closely, I got one from like a Microsoft thing the other day. Wanting like my Gmail, really odd combination of things. Like, I'm like, first of all, I don't know that Microsoft would be asking me for my Google stuff. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was, and I read the whole thing looking for grammatical errors. It looked good. Like, you know, all the return addresses looked right. And sent it to John. I'm like, that's a scam, right? He goes, yeah, has to be.
510 says, hey, S&V, I was paid to take online courses and tests for college athletes. I was contacted by the coaches and parents. It's how I bought my first house.
Wow. That's crazy. No wonder they make you. And when you go take the ACT and the SAT, you go into a room, you check in. They basically, you know, blood print you. Make sure it's you. And there's a person watching you the whole time.
Admission scandal isn't surprising. Number one criteria for admission to Ivy League is parents' income. Not grades, test scores, or extracurricular activities.
Money, 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 money.
320 says, 500K, I'm a master graduate of 10 years, and I haven't made 500K in my entire career.
Well, you need to marry a rich designer, apparently.
That's the move.
That is the move.
Well, Lori Loughlin's about to do time, so Massimo may be free.
Yeah. Maybe you could scoop him up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just dying to see what happens to all these people.
Would you be okay if Lori Loughlin does no time and gets what amounts to a slap on the wrist? Are you okay with that?
I mean, personally, I
what
just,
do you expect?
I don't know.
You're a good judger.
I can't imagine that this is a jail.
Should Felicity Huffman
thinking community
be
service.
Put in jail?
I don't know. I really feel like nonviolent people shouldn't be put in jail. They should be fined and forced to do, like, you know, community service. Because I actually think community service sounds like a nightmare.
It's awful.
Compared to, like, just shelling out the money.
Right. Just, I actually feel like jail, because you know the jail that Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are going to is just probably delightful. You know, they got Martha Stewart in the kitchen there, and she's whipping up all kinds of great organic things. Like, I just think that, you know, it would suck harder to do 400 hours of community service somewhere. Like, that would suck.
If they had to do it all. Because there's another example of someone shows up and goes, hey, listen, you know.
Here's $10,000.
What do I got to give you?
I'm not going to see you anymore. Just go ahead and check me in every day.
Just going to hand you the paperwork, and then in 6 months, let's call it good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, says 415. I'm way behind in listening, but just heard Vinny say he's doing his wedding for 20K. My dad is probably so jealous right now. I got married in November and we spent 80K.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't change it for the world. And even my parents say they'd love to do the weekend again, but that is a lot of money for one day. Good for you and good luck with your 20K. You want to hear something funny?
Yes. Oh, my God. Has the budget gone up from that?
No. This was just a funny moment that I probably shouldn't share.
Share it.
Do it.
Right. So we're visiting me and Christina and the two kids. So this was recent. Are in her cousin's motorhome. They'd driven down to our area to do some things or whatever, and we went and visited them.
Okay.
So we connect. Mm-hmm. And her dad was there as well. And her dad and his girlfriend are there. And so we're all in this motorhome just hanging out. And we're chatting. And at one point, because we're about to pay for our own wedding, it's very expensive. It's going to be, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who wants, you know, I mean, no I'm way. Seeing the bills come and going, you know, I could buy so much fun stuff with that. Anyway, so her dad goes, well, don't forget, Dad, you are going to have to pay for two weddings. And the missus slings her neck practically snaps. She goes, is that right? And he's her dad.
Yeah.
Who's not paying for our wedding. Mm-hmm. And went, oh, here. Yeah. I couldn't help but start laughing because she just completely called him out and
well,
he stepped
yeah.
in it. He stepped in it.
Yeah.
I just was like, oh my God.
That is so
Run,
funny.
Run, party! Run!
Don't look back! So he's not chipping in anything for the wedding?
He later...
Or like the cake or the dress?
He
or...
later did chip in, mm-hmm. but it was after that incident that went down.
Got him thinking.
The chip was minor and welcome, but it was... It wasn't even needed. It was just that moment where he said, don't forget, you got two daughters' weddings you're going to be paying for. And his daughter went, wait a minute. If that's the way you
it
see
goes,
this,
then... Where's my $20,000 check?
Right.
Is her, Christina's sister, married?
Yes.
Do you pay for that?
Uh-huh.
No. Hmm. No, they have different dads.
Oh.
Oh. Well, I mean, yeah, you guys are full-on adults. Pay for your own wedding.
I agree.
And if you can't, don't have one.
100. I tried the don't have
I know.
One. I asked so
well,
many times not to have one. I
Let's
really
just be engaged
want,
forever.
I, it really
no,
wasn't his choice.
It's not even that. I was like, you know, when she brought it up, she's like, I just want to have a big party. Okay, let's go to City Hall. Mm-hmm. I may be able to get my person to pull some strings and we can get the mayor to marry
That's
us
right.
or something cool. Yeah. Like we could do that at City Hall.
Right. And then go to the party.
And then throw
in our
a rager
outfits.
And we'll be fine.
Yep.
And we'll spend half the money.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And somehow that didn't happen. So, mm-hmm. you know, all right.
She has a dream.
She has a dream. So be it.
You just
but
happen
I tried.
To be part of it, Vinny.
I tried. What?
You're part of her dream.
Oh, right. Good morning. It's my birthday. Been listening since middle school. I won't tell you how long ago that was. And often reference Aunt Sarah and Uncle Vinny in conversation.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Love you all.
Love you too.
Old football injury, all right. And then there's a comment I don't think I can read about what he did to Tom Brady.
Oh, wow. Like there was a stabbing incident. Yeah.
What?
The old face stab.
Right.
Yeah. Ye old.
Hey, I'm thirsty.
Throw your neck out doing that. I guess you could, right?
Sure, why not? Right. The force of the knife. It can be.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more comments about his football career, but that's just not right.
Listen, he did have contact with Tom Brady. He made Tom Brady who he is today. So.
That's true.
Yeah. It's pretty good. All right, we should...
my God!
I know, we should take a break. We're going to... We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I hope it's a good day.
Oh, of course.
It started out to be a wonderful day.
Oh,
let me check.
Partly cloudy.
Let me check this
happy
weather.
Happy day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, pretty. What are you checking, the
I'm
weather?
Seeing no rain in the forecast. There's a little blue coming up Tuesday of next week, like a 50% chance.
Oh, man. This could be it. We could be
moving into
spring. We could
be out of the atmospheric river nightmares.
Oh, my God.
The flooding.
Oh.
The gray, endless,
horrid depressing
drives into work.
Oh, my God.
Watching our friends and neighbors crash into poles.
We can't have that. This has got to stop.
Have their homes floating down the river.
Well, just everyone's going to be in a better mood, too. Like, it really starts to wear you down after a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, just the other day when the sun came out, you could see everyone's like, hey!
Hey!
Oh, hey, neighbor!
Happy day!
How are you?
Oh, my God. All right, listen. Have a good one, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. It's going to be another wonderful happy day.
Yay! All right.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.